Welcome to The Grill Room. On the menu this week, all the latest news, views, and opinions from the world of professional golf. Your maitre d's are Bob Bubka and Alex Maselli, two friends who rarely agree on anything. You can count on them to give you both sides of the story, whether you want it or not. So come on in, have a seat, and remember, anything that comes from the grill room is definitely on our tab. And remember, keep your applause to a mild clap, all right? After all, we're talking golf here.
Welcome to the grill room. Our doors are open, and we're ready and willing to talk golf and all that's happening in the world of professional golf. Wherever you are, however you're listening, thanks for being on board. This is Bob Bubka here with Alex Maselli. Oh, wait a minute. Alex is not actually with me. He's on vacation. Can you believe it? And he's in Italy. And let's go find out where Mr. Maselli is at the moment.
I'm in Florence, Bob. It's warmer than I thought it would be. There's a tremendous amount of people here vacationing along with me. I don't think they're here because I'm here. But it's very, very nice.
Give us a little bit of your itinerary. Where have you been? We know you're in Florence. Where are you going to go before you come back to the States?
Well, I was in Rome for a couple days. I'm now in Florence for a couple more days, which will be about four. I'll go to Venice and then Prague and then back down to Florence and then fly out of Rome and fly in from Rome right to Columbus, Ohio for Memorial.
From Rome to Columbus, Ohio?
That's it. Yeah, well, I have to stop somewhere. I can't remember where I'm stopping.
Yeah, I mean, you scared me for a minute. Let me ask you, have you ever been to Venice?
No, never been. Looking forward to it. There's so many things I want to see, but I'm just not sure what it's going to be like. So, I mean, I've seen it in pictures and in movies and everything else, but none of that makes any difference when you get there.
Well, you're right about that, Alex. I think it's some place that has such a unique charm that you're going to be fascinated with it. One bit of advice: make sure you specify when looking to get around whether you want a water taxi, which will take you around the canals, or you want a regular taxi, which I highly doubt that you'll ever use. The water taxis will take you wherever you want to go. Have a great time while you're over there. We got so much golf to talk about this week. We almost have to get started immediately.
That's right, Bobby. The Grill Room is proud to be doing our part to entertain the active men and women in our military, but also the veterans as part of the Armed Forces Radio Network. Remember, you're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Golf Week, and heard on TuneIn Radio and the Armed Forces Radio Network. We'll be back in a minute as we go around the world of golf.
You're listening to The Grill Room.
I'd like to welcome some of the most important people in golf to the grill room. Golf course superintendents. Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many that now offer natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Rory McIlroy agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns.
If you're going to be in the Jacksonville area, I'd like to recommend the Grill Room's hotel partner for the Players is the Courtyard Jacksonville, close to the Mayo Clinic and the Jacksonville beaches. Perhaps you'll be here for a round on the famous TPC Sawgrass, home of the Players, or maybe just for a little vacation time at the beach. Either way, this is the place to stay. It's conveniently located next to the Mayo Clinic and close to the Jacksonville beaches and all the great golf courses in this area. So whenever you're in the Jacksonville area, Make your home away from home the Courtyard Jacksonville. That's the one next to the Mayo Clinic and close to the Jacksonville beaches. It's easy to make your reservation online or by calling them directly, 904-223-1700. That's 904-223-1700.
Welcome back to the Grill Room. Your table's ready. Now here's Bob Bubka and Alex Maselli.
Racing to the first tee. As Mr. Maselli promised, time now to go around the world. Buckle up the seatbelt. Let's begin on the PGA Tour. And what an event it was. Coming on the heels of the Players' Championship, which was absolutely fantastic. The Wells Fargo Championship, a little bit different. Didn't have the drama coming down the stretch. And as you know, Alex, the reason there was no drama, Rory McIlroy wins by 7 shots over Webb Simpson and Patrick Rogers. 11th career PGA Tour win, 94 PGA starts. He's only 26 years old, Alex.
Well, you know, he likes to go on runs. And if you look at this, he's, you know, the win that he had in match play, pretty good finish at Players, and now he wins again, and he's on his way across the Atlantic to go to Wentworth and then the Irish Open. So Rory's on a run right now, and I think it's on the kind of run that he's looking forward to, because he can do 3, 4, 5 events in a row and show a real good form, and that's what he's been doing, and it's quite impressive, isn't it?
Well, I tell you what, his third round was more than impressive. It was a new course record for Quail Hollow. He shot 61. But here's the stat, and you've played a lot of golf, Alex, so try and plug this into the equation. Rory McIlroy, on Saturday, round 3, 7,500-yard golf course, reported to be one of the toughest in the United States. Rory McIlroy hit 15 9-irons to shoot that 61. 15 9-irons.
Well, you know, we've always talked about the fact, Bob, that when he's really on his driver, it is extremely impressive. I think even more impressive than Tiger ever was with his driver. And he can just bomb that ball out there when he gets that opportunity. And so, you know, 425-yard holes mean nothing to somebody that's hitting the ball over 300 yards at a clip in the middle of a fairway.
Yeah, well, the one example we'll give, and then we'll listen to Rory. He's playing the 16th hole on Sunday, number one handicap hole at Quail Hollow, 514-yard par 5. What does Rory McIlroy do? Bombs his drive just a little over 360, takes a gap wedge, hits it inside of 2 feet, kick in birdie next. I mean, Rory McIlroy really put on a show, and as you alluded to, Alex, he definitely was in control.
You know, the way I played yesterday, there today, I was in control of the golf tournament, and I just needed to shoot a solid round, and that, you know, was going to get me over the line. And it's just a great momentum builder. Still got a lot of golf to play, and you know, I don't feel like my game's ever been in better shape. So excited for the next few months.
With that victory, Alex, he surpasses Gary Player for international players with the most tour wins before their 30th birthday.
And he's got a long way to go, Bob. That number is going to be eclipsed by a large number at the end of the day. And you know what? This just starts to... I saw something the other day, and I know I've used this term every once in a while, but when Rory McIlroy's on these runs, he is a bit Tiger-esque in a lot of ways. But I think the difference is that he is better in certain ways than Tiger was. I don't think he's as mentally as strong as Tiger is, and he doesn't show up as much at every event that Tiger does. But when he's on a run like he is now, I think in a lot of ways he's better than Tiger was.
You know, Alex, I want to get your opinion on this. When I looked at Rory McIlroy's schedule, as you alluded to, playing at Wentworth this week, European PGA Championship, a big event. Then he goes to Royal County Down, an event that he's kind of the host and bringing over Ricky Fowler and Ernie Els and some of his other buddies to participate in that. But then he has a nice break before the Open at Chambers Bay, schedule seems to be working in his favor.
Well, I think it is, and it was interesting. I saw a quote where he was asked about Mike Davis's thoughts, the managing director of the USGA, about how you need to spend enough time at Chambers Bay to learn it, and Rory's response was, does he play golf, basically. I think that Rory McIlroy is at a level right now higher than anybody else is, and he is one of those guys, when he's at this point, he can't be stopped. And if he can keep this up going into Chambers Bay, the only thing that will stop him will be the golf course itself, which is kind of quirky at times. But by and large, Rory McIlroy seems to be able to handle anything right now.
You know, I'm a little bit concerned, Alex. 2 years from now, 2017, they're going to have the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow. The golf course is going to be probably a lot firmer and faster than it is now. And Rory McIlroy able to bring Quail Hollow to its knees. How are they going to make it a competitive golf course for that 2017 PGA Championship?
Well, I remember your good friend Tiger gimping around Torrey Pines. They gave him a major there. He wins at Torrey Pines when it just shouldn't have been there. It should never have been there. So I guess this is the gift of Rory.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. And you know, you pained me a little bit bringing up Tiger because we're in a little bit of a lull right now. We're not winning, and we don't have a girlfriend. You know, over the last 10 years, we at least had one or the other.
He's not even the top Stanford Cardinal in the world rankings right now.
Hey, that's a golden nugget. Hey, why don't we look at some of the play of some of the other guys, Alex? Webb Simpson, local favorite, former U.S. Open champion, played with Rory McIlroy on Sunday. And, you know, I was asked on a European outlet that I do some work for. They said to me, hey, how's Rory McIlroy perceived in the United States? And I gave the example. Are you kidding me? On Sunday, with a local boy from Charlotte, former U.S. Open champion in Webb Simpson, Webb certainly got a lot of appreciation from the gallery, but I have to say, Rory got an equal amount of appreciation from the gallery, and I think it's because Rory really is a good guy.
Well, I think, you know, obviously world number one. He has a great personality, engages with people, and this is his second win at Quail, so it's not like they're unfamiliar with him. So I think all of that just adds into the equation. You know, so I there's no question that Rory McIlroy is perceived and liked just as much in the U.S. as any U.S. player.
And by the way, only the first person ever to win Quail Hollow more than once, Rory McIlroy getting the job done. Others played well. Gary Woodland, Phil Mickelson, Robert Streb, all in the top five. Kind of good to see for Phil Mickelson. If he can gain some momentum, you know, he's going to be desperately seeking that U.S. Open crown when we get to Chambers Bay. Six runner-ups in the U.S. Open. Needs the U.S. Open to complete that Grand Slam. Nice to see Phil with a little bit of form leaving Quail Hollow.
Well, I don't think there's any question that he is one of the guys that I was always looking at going into Chambers Bay for many reasons. And I don't think it's the need factor as much as it just seems like it's a golf course that should fit him pretty well. Length is good. You know, he's very imaginative. I think all those are positives. I know in talking to Bubba Watson, he likes the way the golf course sets up as well. Two left-handers that should really love playing at Chambers Bay. But you forgot to mention Patrick Rogers, who got a sponsor's exemption. Last year at this time, I was covering him in Eugene, Oregon, in the NCAA West Regionals. And he'd won those regionals. I think it was like his fifth win in a row in college events. He surpassed Tiger Woods' record at Stanford, comes out early, there's no Q school anymore, but couldn't get his card early, similar to Jordan Spieth. So now Patrick Rogers gets an exemption, finishes T2, basically he's wrapped up his card for next year. I'm sure he'll get more sponsors exemptions, and you never know. Patrick Rogers is clearly as good as these other guys. He's as good as Justin Thomas, his roommate. He's as good as Jordan Spieth. There's no question in my mind, and it's just going to be refreshing as we go into a Ryder Cup next year that you're going to see some of these guys playing in those cups because they are that good to be that get that fast to get on those teams.
In light of what Jordan Spieth has accomplished this year, highlighted obviously by slipping on that green jacket, you're going to tell me Patrick Rogers is every bit as good as Jordan Spieth?
Well, you got to remember when Jordan finally got on the tour and started playing enough events, and he'll tell you he said it himself. You know, I kind of squirreled in my way into a win at John Deere, kind of, you know, scald a shot and so forth and so on. So you take that out of the mix. You know, Jordan Spieth doesn't really have a win on the U.S. Tour until Augusta, which was this year. Now he had a good win in Australia. He won the Hero, but he didn't have another win. Patrick Rogers, you give him a year. He'll have a win on this tour, no question.
So actually, setting up Chambers Bay, which will be here before we know it, we got the possibility of the three young guys, as I want to call them now. Young guns has been worn out, but you know, you take Rory McIlroy, you take Ricky Fowler, and you take Jordan Spieth, put those together. And then, as you alluded to, Bubba Watson, two-time Masters champion. You said he likes Chambers Bay. Phil Mickelson, looking for that first U.S. Open win. Just based on those five players alone, Chambers Bay could be very exciting.
Well, there's no question. I think it's going to be very exciting. There's going to be some chirping, but the chirping is going to be from a lot of the guys that are going to talk themselves out of that golf tournament. The guys that are excited for the challenge, you won't hear them complaining. You'll hear them talk about different ways to try to play the golf course. And what I think is interesting is you just named like six guys that group of six guys could basically hold any golf tournament anywhere, and you'd want to see those six guys play, and not one of them was named Tiger Woods.
Well, he keeps giving it to me, even from Italy. I can feel the pain. Don't count Tiger out just yet. You're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Golf Week and heard on TuneIn Radio and the Armed Forces Radio Network. We'll be back in a minute as we continue our trip around the world of golf.
You're listening to The Grill Room.
The Grill Room is proud to partner with the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. Share exciting news about how you could win a trip to the PGA Championship in August at Whistling Straits just by thanking a golf course superintendent. Go to gcsaa.org/thankasuperintendent to enter and recognize someone who has given you a reason to love this great game. Top golfers have gotten on board to thank a superintendent. You should, too.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
Go to gcsaa.org/thankasuperintendent to enter today.
Welcome back to The Grill Room. Your table's ready. Now here's Bob Bubka and Alex Maselli.
I know you were happy when you saw that Jeff Maggot, a good friend of yours, actually a good friend of both of ours, to be truthful. Mags wins the first Champions Tour major of the year, the Regent's Tradition, played at Shoal Creek. And one ironic part about that, Alex, he was in a playoff with Kevin Sutherland. Kevin Sutherland, former winner of the match play, did it way back in 2002, hasn't won since then, 13 years. Jeff Maggot, also a winner of the former, you know, Accenture match play, as it was called then. They went in extra holes, one extra hole. Jeff Maggot comes out on top, had to bring a big smile to your face.
Well, it was kind of interesting. I mean, if you look at Shoal Creek, it is somewhat of a traditional golf course in a lot of ways, which is where Mags always played well. And if you look at his major record, it was always pretty solid. Probably should have won one of them, but it didn't get it done. So it doesn't surprise me that he wins a major, and he doesn't surprise me he wins it on a venue that is a relatively traditional venue, Shoal Creek. So we'll see what happens, because they're playing another back-to-back major this week. They're playing at a Pete Dye course in Indiana at French Lick. But, you know, Mags is always a guy that could hit the ball straight and really control the golf ball. And if there was anything that really suffered, it would be his short game or putting. And obviously he was on top of everything this week. So congratulations to Mags.
You know, the major that you were talking about on the regular tour, Alex, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think I am. Occurred at the Masters when he hit the shot in the bunker, tried to get out, the ball hits the lip, comes back, hits him, and his chances were all but eliminated.
Well, yeah, that was on the third hole. I don't know what he was doing in that bunker, but even after that, he had a chance until the 12th, and then he rinsed two in the two in Ray's Creek. But even if he doesn't do that, he's still in the ball game on the 12th tee.
Absolutely incredible stuff. Congratulations, Jeff Maggot. You're a good guy. That was a nice win. On the LPGA Tour, some bad weather at the Kings Mill Championship, powered by JTBC. Minjee Lee wins her first event, on the LPGA Tour, a rookie from Australia. Actually, she had a four-shot lead when play was called for the day due to weather delays and darkness. So Lee actually had to finish that on Monday morning due to the inclement weather, Alex. But she got the job done and now has her victory. On the web.com tour, what happened there?
Well, Rod Pampling, who's played a lot on the PGA Tour, is not currently playing on the web.com tour, but wins at the BMW Charity Pro-Am. A big win for him because, obviously, you know, you're on the web.com tour to try to get back on the PGA Tour. He's won twice on the PGA Tour, probably is wondering what he's doing down on the web.com tour, but won't be down there much longer now with that win. And, you know, it's difficult to win on the PGA Tour, but guess what? It's difficult to win on the web.com tour, and Pampling figured that out this week.
Well, it's certainly a very big step towards retaining my card and getting back out on tour, but obviously the work's not done. You have to be, as we've seen, it's tough to get out there on the tour now. It's even the top 25 guys early on struggle to get starts, so you've got to finish as high as you possibly can. Certainly frees up. You know, thankfully I've got a start in the British Open this year from my work down in Australia, so there's not as much pressure to come back and have to play straight away, so it just frees you up a lot more. Anytime you win, it frees things up. So, you know, just as I said, awesome that we've done it.
And Rod dedicated that victory, Alex, to his father, who passed away barely a month ago in Australia. And ironically enough, this week is Colonial. And I remember being at Colonial when Rob Pampling was participating and his dad was following him around in one of those mobility carts. That was a strong relationship between Rod and his dad. Our condolences to the Pampling family. How about Roland Thatcher? He only fires a 60. He actually had a shot for a 59. Alex, and what does he do? He had a makeable putt, probably inside of 15 feet. He leaves it short for a 59. How many times do you think that's going to bother him?
Well, I think seeing his reaction afterwards, I think it's going to bother him for a while. You never leave a putt for 59 short, Bob.
That is one golden rule. They should make you sign a card when you graduate to the PGA Tour or whether you're playing any professional event. In the event you have an opportunity to put a 59 on the card, don't leave the putt short. And finally, European Tour, playing in Spain, and James Morrison, the Englishman, wins. Second victory for him on the European Tour. Pretty good event over there, and he tells us he just played great.
I didn't think about it either at all today. Just like I said, just stuck to my process, and whatever happened, and just grounded it every single shot I could. And I played great too. That means a lot, yeah. Every year we come and play here, and it's always one of the best weeks of the year. It's always on a great golf course, great crowds. It's always just a great week, and it's always one of those events you want to earmark in your career to at least have a chance at it.
So James, Alex, coasted four-shot win. David Howell playing some good golf. Miguel Jimenez right there again. Francisco Molinari, I thought he'd be in Italy with you, but he was playing in Spain. And Edouard Oh, I can't pronounce that last name. Help me out there.
España.
Good.
You know, what's interesting, Bob, is he got Jimenez now finishing second in his home country event, 51 years old, almost had a boxing match with Keegan Bradley. Yeah, you just he is amazing. He really is amazing what he can do and what and he talked a lot about what happened at match play in Spain before the tournament started. And you know, you listen to him and you realize that he looked at it as completely different than a lot of other people looked at it. He was just basically just protecting the field and trying to make sure everything was done the right way. And other people saw it a different way, but he is an amazing character, and if things keep going the way they're going, you never know if he might find a way to get on the next Ryder Cup team at Hazeltine.
Yeah, it would be pretty incredible stuff. He won it last year, and now he comes back and finishes second. There was some speculation coming out of Las Vegas that there were going to be a couple of fights on the card. The main event was going to be Keegan Bradley versus Miguel. On the undercard was going to be Alex Maselli and Ian Poulter. Haven't heard anything more on those rumors, so we'll just wait and see. Let me remind you, you're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Golf Week, and heard on TuneIn Radio and the Armed Forces Radio Network. We'll be back in a minute, and when we come back, we're going to check out what's new in news and notes.
The Grill Room.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns.
Make Coolbrella the next purchase for your golf bag. The Coolbrella is instant portable shade. It's an umbrella that reflects the sun, offering portable, effective protection from the sun. Whether playing or spectating, the Coolbrella protects from the harsh rays of the sun while providing a cool, comfortable shade. For more information on the perfect gift for you or any golfer, log on to Coolbrella.com. That's Coolbrella.com. Coolbrella, instant shade and all-weather comfort.
Sight is one of our most valued senses. Many cherished memories and important life lessons are acquired through sight. Through the Transitions Healthy Sight for Life Fund, we're reaching out in communities around the world to help people understand and protect their healthy sight. Think about what you'd miss seeing if you lost your eyesight tomorrow, and take steps to protect your vision today. See more at HealthySightForLife.org.
Welcome back to The Grill Room. Your table's ready. Now here's Bob Bubka and Alex Maselli.
All the way from Florence, Italy, we're back in the Grill Room. Alex Maselli, Bob Bubka. First up in news and notes, the USGA is to unveil the Jack Nicklaus Room on May 27th. That's just a little before, a week before Jack is going to be at Memorial for the Memorial Tournament in Columbus, Ohio. I know Jack is going to be at the unveiling, Bob, of the 1,200-square-foot exhibit. It's a pretty big facility. You know, what's interesting, unlike some of the other rooms, there's a Jones room, there's a Hogan room, there's a place for Arnold Palmer stuff. One of the things that Jack has done has kept almost, and really more, it's Barbara Nicklaus, has kept almost everything. Everything is at the museum that's at Ohio State University. So there's going to be a plethora of Jack stuff in this room.
Well, certainly a very high honor being paid by the USGA, but certainly well-deserved. I mean, when we look at his body of work with the example that he set, not only as a husband but as a father, and what he's given back to the game of golf, congratulations, USGA, on opening that room for Jack Nicklaus. It is going to be special, and if you're anywhere near Far Hills, New Jersey in the future, we would highly recommend you pull in there and give yourself an opportunity to see that Jack Nicklaus room. Other news coming out of the USGA and RNA. This is interesting, Alex. They may be simplifying the rules of golf, something less legalistic. That's what I've heard. Have you heard anything?
Well, I've heard that they're always taking a look, and they always want to make some changes. But I think if there's an impediment to the game of people coming into the game, and even actually people that are playing the game, is trying to understand the rules. And when you have two rules people get together and they don't exactly agree on the implementation of certain rules, it makes it very hard for the layman to go ahead and do it. So I think this is something that they're taking a look at. The Global Handicap Initiative is something that the USGA has been looking at, something to use their handicap program worldwide. For that to happen, there needs to be some changes in all the different countries, which are basically all run by the RNA. So the RNA has to buy off on this, and they're going to have to make some changes. I mean, there's no slope in any other countries except for the United States. So that means that's something that's going to have to be taken care of as well. I think Canada has a slope system as well. So those are the things that are going to have to be done, and it's not an easy fix. But if we can do that, it's going to be able to make golf a little more worldly in regards to when I'm playing. If I was in Florence and playing, at least we would have a similar handicap. And I think those are the things they're trying to get accomplished.
Well, I put it down in my notebook. One of the things I want to do this week, get a hold of the USGA. I think my partner in crime here, Alex Maselli, should be the director of global handicapping because he's such a globetrotter. Still sticking with the USGA, Alex? Local qualifying for the U.S. Open has begun. Over 9,000 entrants with a handicap of 1.4 or less, 111 local qualifying sites, and those sites will be playing between May 4th and May 21st. One of the sites in Louisiana, Coushatta Pines, where the Coushatta Resort and Casino is. I was there, but I wasn't trying to qualify for the U.S. Open.
You know, Bobby, I saw too, I think, I almost think it might have been it's on the red course at Bethpage, where they're only going to be playing 17 holes versus 18 holes because they can't, through some issue with the agronomy, they can't play 18 holes. So they're actually going to bring it down to 17 holes, which is kind of interesting.
Well, it really is. They already had that. I mean, it was an amazing thing, 17 holes. But some sad news to report, even to you, Alex. I know how much you love Maidstone Golf Club, located on the east end of Long Island. Just a real jewel of a golf course. All 18 greens are in severe jeopardy due to the harsh winter that the east end had to endure. We wish the members of Maidstone a lot of luck, but at this juncture, they may not be playing a lot of golf on Maidstone.
Well, Bobby, just to clear up the local qualifying, some of the guys that made it through already, Bob May, who we know, who lost to Tiger Woods in the playoff at the PGA Championship of Valhalla, Skip Kendall, and Brad Elder. And the Brad Elder name is one that I always find quite interesting, going all the way back to we were talking about last week about Ricky Fowler and being, just somebody that is getting too much hype and too much concern for what he accomplished. Brad Elder came out of Texas. He was a Nicklaus Award winner, which means he was the best player in the U.S. that year. Brad Elder, after that, could never crack an egg, basically, on the PGA Tour. And now he's married with some kids, and he languishes on some of the lesser tours. And I think he's playing on the Web.com Tour this year. And here's a guy that if he can get it done, he gets through gets through sectional, can get to a U.S. Open and actually do something, maybe all that gets washed away if he can just have one big tournament.
That's a good point, Alex, and sometimes that's all it takes. Probably my two biggest underachievers to this point certainly would be Brad Elder, a real good guy, and Jamie Lovemark. Really, to date, hasn't lived up to the expectations we had for him.
You know, Bobby, I know you had a chance to catch up with Mike Davis, the executive director of the USGA. That feature interview will come up your way right after the break. You're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Golf Week, and heard on TuneIn Radio and the Armed Forces Radio Network.
You're listening to The Grill Room.
I'd like to welcome some of the most important people in golf to The Grill Room. Golf course superintendents. Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game.
Due to the game's efforts,
we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many that now offer natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Ricky Fowler agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Welcome back to the Grill Room. Your table's ready. Now here's Bob Bubka and Alex Maselli.
Mike Davis joining me now, Executive Director of the United States Golf Association. Mike, when I look back over the last couple of years, it seems like you're having a little fun. Everybody comes up with all these problems prior to the start of U.S. Opens. We did it at Marion. Oh, it's too short. We did it at Pinehurst. Oh, they can't play two Opens in a row. They both worked out fine. What can we expect at Chambers Bay?
Well, Bob, you know, you're exactly right. I mean, I can even go back further than that and, you know, say there was some, you know, maybe skeptics going into these, whether it's U.S. Open, Women's Open, whatever the championship may have been. But listen, I think part of it is it's the unknown. It's the fact that the players just don't see the courses we play on a regular annual basis. So they come into it thinking, I wonder what it's going to be like. And then I would contend also it's we set up a difficult test of golf. So it really challenges not only their shot making but their course management skills and the rest. So, you know, I think when they come into any major, they're probably a little bit on edge. And I think that just because of that coming into this, here you have a brand new golf course in Chambers Bay, and it is really unique. It's truly a one of a kind. We've never had a U.S. Open on a course like this. So I can see why some would question it. And listen, you know, as long as this will be my 26th U.S. Open working at the USGA, and I've yet to see one where some players didn't really like it, some players who didn't like it, and a fair amount of players who just really went about their business and didn't say anything. So, I think we're perfectly fine with that. And I would also tell you that historically, and this goes back many, many decades. The players that embrace the architecture of the golf course, the players that embrace the setup of the golf course and the weather conditions they get, you know, historically are the players that have done well. We all have heard about the times when, you know, Jack Nicklaus, who's arguably the greatest U.S. Open player ever when you look at the totality of his record, he used to love coming to U.S. Opens because he knew before he came there was going to be a percentage of the players who just talked themselves out of it. And I think that's what we see on an annual basis.
Let me ask you this. You mentioned that some things are going to be different at Chambers Bay. Could you give our listeners one or two, three examples of exactly what is going to be different?
Well, the golf course is built on all sand, and it's all fine fescue grass. So that means the combination of those two means the balls, when they land, are really going to bounce a lot. They're going to roll. And then you couple it with this golf course that has tremendous elevation change. We've never played a U.S. Open with as much elevation change going up and down and side hill lies. And then the nature of the architecture is there's a lot of humps and bumps. So you really do have to learn the golf course, and you've got to figure out what happens when you land your ball in a certain area. Where's it going to roll to? And additionally, this is a golf course that gives the players a lot of options. So you're going to see some players play a hole with a driver, other players three wood or iron. You're going to see when you're playing into a green, you might be able to use a backstop behind the green to roll your ball off of, or you may, you know, there's an undulation in the middle of the green that you can use to. So you can use these bumps and rolls to your advantage, but they're also there is really in some ways the test of golf because they can be penal as well.
Could you do me one favor? Could we please have Phil Mickelson win a U.S. Open after finishing second six times? He needs it for the Grand Slam. You're a very powerful man with the USGA, Mike. Can we arrange a Phil Mickelson victory?
Well, it, you know, as we all, I think, would hope, we want Phil right in there come round four. And it's it would be exciting. And, he's been runner-up 6 times. So you think to yourself, it has to happen at some point. So anyway, well, Bob, it was great being with you.
You know, Mike Davis is a great guy, Bob. As you know, we want to thank him for taking the time to spend with you. I know that he's on usually a very busy schedule no matter where he is. He globetrots around more in the United States than worldwide, but want to thank him very much for that. What's next on the schedule? That's next. You're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Golf Week and heard on TuneIn Radio and the Armed Forces Radio Network.
You're listening to The Grill Room.
I'd like to welcome some of the most important people in golf to the Grill Room. Golf course superintendents. Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. And because of their efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, a course that is more sustainable, and one that offers natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. The Golden Bear agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
If a visit to Orlando is on your vacation menu, then the Grill Room highly recommends the Toscana Resort Orlando by Aston, a luxurious Mediterranean-style villa resort located right in the heart of Orlando, Florida's most popular attractions. Each spacious 2- or 3-bedroom luxury villa is fully furnished with everything you might need for your exciting vacation. Relax or play in the large swimming pool complex with kids' pool and jet spa, fitness center, restaurant, and state-of-the-art movie theater. Coming to play golf? Champions Gate Golf Club is right next door. And many other courses are close by and available to play, like Buena Vista Golf Course and Grand Cypress Resort. Visit ToscanaResort.com or call 877-448-8722 to make your reservations today.
Welcome back to the Grill Room. Your table's ready. Now here's Bob Bubka and Alex Maselli.
Okay, thanks for being part of our Grill Room family. And Alex on the European Tour, 61st BMW PGA Championship at the Wentworth Club. Big tournament over there. All the top guns are going to be there. So many, Rory McIlroy, Thomas Bjorn, Justin Rose, Martin Keimer. The list goes on and on. This is really one of the flagship events on the European Tour. On a magnificent golf course.
Well, I think the players have started to get used to the golf course after Ernie Els had made the changes something like 5 years ago. Ernie, of course, in the field as well. But you're right, this is a huge, huge event. I mean, this is the flagship event, just like the Players' Championship is for the PGA Tour. This is the flagship event for the PGA Championship, the European Tour. So when you heard the fact that Henrik Stenson wasn't coming and Ian Poulter wasn't coming, there was a lot of angst going on. But, you know, this is a worldwide tour now, basically. And so sometimes you can't come to every event. So I think that they should be happy with the group they got there. And just for a little extra flair, Brooks Koepka, who's got a card on both tours, and Patrick Reed from the United States, they're both in the field as well.
Yeah, Patrick Reed would certainly be no big surprise if he came out on top at the end of the week. Moving on to the Champions Tour, Senior PGA Championship, presented by KitchenAid, Colin Montgomery, defending champion. That should be a good one.
Well, you know, I was there last year when he won, Bob. He was very gracious, no question about it. But I think this golf course they're going to be playing at French Lick, this die course, is going to be something that's going to be very difficult for a lot of these guys. It is a very difficult golf course. It's a very demanding golf course. We'll see who comes out on top. You got to look at somebody like Jeff Baggert, but you certainly got to look at a Colin Montgomery or a Bernhard Langer. There's certainly enough guys on the Champions Tour that can win on a regular basis, so it'll be interesting to see what happens.
All right, moving on, Alex, to the PGA Tour. Going to be playing the 69th Crowns Plaza Invitational at Colonial. And if you're listening to the Grill Room, and you're going to have opportunity to be out at Colonial this week, Highly recommend to see if you can get in the clubhouse. Go upstairs. They got the Ben Hogan locker there. It's just fascinating to see when you stand in front of it. Somehow you just sense Ben Hogan standing in your shoes. Adam Scott, defending champion, had that playoff with Jason Duffner. The course, horrible horseshoe. Really a very tight tree-lined golf course. Accuracy going to be the key word here.
Well, you're right, Bob. I mean, and you'll see a plethora of different guys. I mean, you're going to see, obviously, Adam Scott. You're going to get Jordan Spieth out there. Paul Casey was playing very, very well. But at the same time, you're going to be getting Steve Stricker is playing. Tom Watson is playing. Ian Poulter is in that field. So there's a big mix of different players. But I think you really got to take a look at somebody like, Zach Johnson, who's been playing well up to date. I think Jimmy Walker is so upset over both his match play 0-3 as well as his missing the cut at the Players' Championship. He's going to be somebody that's there with an axe to grind. I think Stricker's been played well at Players. We'll see what he can do here. He'll take a week off, and then he'll go ahead and play at Memorial. Then he'll try to qualify for the U.S. Open. I think Stricker's been playing very well considering the situation he's been in. And Kevin Na, who a lot of people keep thinking, when is he going to break through? He's getting very, very close. He's won once in Las Vegas, but he's playing so much better, and he's playing so much faster. I think he's feeling much more comfortable about his game. So I think it's going to be a very, very good tournament and certainly a good field.
I agree with you. And believe it or not, it's the type of golf course, and I know a lot of our listeners are going to say, well, Bupka's off his rocker, but it's the type of golf course Tom Watson could even come through with a victory.
Absolutely. Well, Bobby, that's it for this week. You're listening to The Grill Room, heard on TuneIn and the Armed Forces Radio Network, powered by GolfWeek.com. By the way, The Grill Room is also available on iTunes, SoundCloud, Audio Boom, and, of course, on our website, thegrillroom.com.
A big thank you to our partners, the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and the Eye on Loop and thegolfweek.com. So for Janice Self, Alex in Italy, Miscelli, and myself, Bob Bupka, thank you for being part of our Grill Room family. Please follow us on Twitter at TGR Golf and on Facebook at The Grill Room Golf Show.
Thanks for spending some time in The Grill Room. No need to leave a tip. Just come back again next week. The Grill Room.